Good evening, listeners. This evening I have at Simon Dawson One with us, an author and pig farmer. Hello, Simon.
Hi.
So, how do you use the North Devon tag to promote your business on Twitter?
I use the North Devon tag when I'm sort of talking about the farm and the courses that we run, and sort of predominantly use it so that I don't use it for the personal stuff. I use it for the courses, as I say, and anything that's kind of going on that's relevant to North Devon, and obviously promoting North Devon and North Devon causes. I don't use it perhaps as much as I should. Perhaps I should use it more. I can look at that. But, yeah.
Tell us a little bit about the courses. What courses do you run?
Okay, so I've got a 20-acre small holding, and I keep sort of a variety of animals. I keep chickens and lots of pigs. Get on really well with pigs, goats. A real old-fashioned, if you imagine an old-fashioned small holding with a real cross-selection of animals. And from that, the courses that we run are small holding courses, looking at animal husbandry, looking at how to look after the animals, what to do with them, but also how to process them. Small holding, the old-fashioned small holding that we have, is all about producing food. It's about producing fit dinner on the table, pork, chicken, with the pigs. Pigs are so versatile. There's so much you can do with them. And the course we do with that is butchery and processing. So we'll teach you how to take a complete pig carcass, break it down into all the parts, break it down into chops, joints, and then from there, how to make bacon, how to make sausages, how to make chorizo, how to make black pudding, faggots, all the old-fashioned cuts. And we use everything. We use every single part of the pig. So it's all the offal. Why are you sticking your tongue out? It's great.
I do. I'm loving the sound of the black pudding. I'm a black pudding addict.
Black pudding's great, and it's so easy to make. All of this is really good. It's all been taken over by kind of supermarkets and big conglomerates. And what they do is they make it as cheap as they possibly can, and they cut corners the way we always used to do it. See, it all goes back to this time when we didn't have fridges, and you'd kill a pig and you'd have to process all of this meat, this huge 50 kilos of meat. You couldn't eat it all in one sort of weekend or week, so you'd have to process it. And the way you processed it was to dry it out, to cure it, to make bacon, to make sausages, to make chorizo. This is where it all came from. These are all the old-fashioned ways of doing it. It's not a case of the supermarkets putting it in cling film, putting it in wraps and putting it on the shelves. That's the version that is... They use all the horrible bits of the meat. They don't use the good quality meat. Whereas if you're doing it yourself, you can use all the good bits of the meat. You can make it how you want to make it. It's healthy. Sausages have had a bad reputation. People think it's horrible, but it's not. Sausages can be healthy, they can be good. And this is what we teach. We teach people how to make things themselves, how to make your own sausages, your own bacon. It's nothing like it.
How do we get hold of you to get onto these courses?
You can contact me via my website, which is Hidden Valley Pigs. You can contact me on Twitter at Simon Dawson One. And I also write in many magazines and write books, and you can contact me through that.
Tell us a little bit about your books. What books have you written, and what magazines do you write for?
I write for all the Devon magazines, so Devon Life, Exmoor Magazine, as well as the small holding ones as well. So it's like Home Farmer, Country Small Holding, Small Holder Magazine, Prima Magazine, anyone and everyone. Books, I've got two books, The Self-Sufficiency Bible, which is out in hardback and paperback, and a book called Pigs in Clover, which is a memoir of me leaving London and careering down this route of self-sufficiency. And they're the two books.
Well, it all sounds fantastic. We hope all our listeners go out and buy your books and come on your courses. That's great. Thanks for spending some time with us this evening.
It's been great to talk to you.
Thank you.